Yeah, my name Hussein Fatal from the Outlaws, group that Pop had with him before his death. You know, my relationship with him was a rap form or whatever, but I was like sort of like a lieutenant of the crew that we brought forth. I met him when he was in Clinton, upstate New York. He was doing time for a charge he had caught. And Gaddafi, another member from the Outlaws, he said he was going to see Tupac and that his mother wanted to take me up there to see him. So I said, let's do it. Went up there and saw him in jail, met him, spoke for about 5 hours every weekend. It's like basically everybody got the same story. Everybody in the struggle got, you know, similar stories on how they felt, how they went in the struggle. And when he spoke about it, like I said, when he spoke about it, it seemed like he was talking to you, about you, putting your story on wax. So when you heard it, it was automatically like, oh, he talking about me. This is me. This is my life. You know, he talking about what's going on with America. He talking about what's going on in your house. You know, he talking about your mother. He talking about your sisters. He talking exactly about you. So it was like when I met him and I'm looking at him like, damn. It was like he lifted my spirit like, damn, man. It was like, damn, I could do that. I could do that. Because he did it. I could do that. So if it lifted me up, man, and it let me know that this right here could be done. Yeah, Tupac was a workaholic. As you probably can tell, sleep at 2 in the morning, up at 4:30, movie set, studio, another movie set, sleep at 2, 3 in the morning, wake up at 4:30 again, maybe a party. Yeah, he was happy. He was happy. He used to be happy when we go paintballing and shit like that. He was just happy at the end of the day, man, when you know, when everything was done about 2 in the morning. From about 2 to 4 when he was asleep, he was happy, man. You know what I mean? So I seen him happy a lot, man. More than a lot of people seen him happy, but you know, he was definitely a happy person. He was happy just by helping us, man. He was happy that if he could help somebody, man, Tupac was helping, man. And that's what charged him up. That's where his energy came from. You know, like, yeah, man. Sit back at the end of the day, look around at us, and just sit there like, yeah, this was up. I'm doing it right. These my niggas. He had a lot of people's lives that he was affecting as far as, you know, getting people out the ghetto, helping people take care of their families. And, you know, when he died, all that right there died. You know, it was like jokers came right back to the struggle, man.